guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Erda.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast.
Woohoo!
We're on the Geek Nerdery Podcast Network. They have a lot of other podcasts, specifically an MTV Challenge
Here,
one.
Here, we go. We got the date today.
The trailer dropped. The date is released. April 1st. We're going to be following the podcast.
We are so excited. Join their Facebook group, too,
because everyone's posting, like people should in ours.
Yes. Go on our Facebook group.
Yeah, anything Vanderpump Rules related, anything cast member related.
Anything, any reality TV, to be honest.
Does anyone know where Frank is? Laura Lee?
Oh, go find, like, who is Frank?
Go find these people. Let us know what they're up to. Val? Yes. Meredith forgot who Val was the other day, so
she was having a full-blown conversation with me, and I had no idea who she was talking about.
But yeah, subscribe to our podcast.
Rate, review, subscribe.
We got no reviews.
Wah, wah,
it's fine. We take 5 stars. Also, follow us on Instagram, at Vanderpasta. Join the Facebook group, same name as the podcast. So yeah, let's mix it up.
So, disclaimer, I had the flu all last week and so didn't get it treated because I'm really bad at adulting. And now I have a bacterial infection and have bronchitis.
She has corona. Infection.
So, I'm on antibiotics, totally safe for Alicia to be around me.
We'll hope.
But alcohol is a no bueno, so we got some guac.
Yeah, we're doing chips and guac, which is better than any alcohol.
It was amazing. We literally sat here for probably 15 minutes right before we finally started recording because we were inhaling it. I've never seen food eat faster except for at the company party where we became friends.
It was luxurious.
So if you are in the Chicago area, go to Jewel and get that fresh made guac. It's
lit.
Amazing.
It was actually really good. I don't think I've ever had Jewel's guac before.
What?
My family doesn't shop at Jewel. The only Jewel by my family growing up closed when I was, like, 7.
That's all I think about every time I walk past Jewel. It's why they have it right by the self-checkout, because, like, all I want to do is grab the guac.
And we got the good chips.
Yes. I know you don't like spicy guac, but those who do like spicy, their spicy guac is, even better.
Love it.
Yeah. Okay, anyways.
Well, before we end the podcast, I have some information. So, Stassi Schroeder, the one and only, did an interview.
The one and only.
there's only one we care about. She was on Girls Gotta Eat podcast, which is a great podcast. It's kind of crude if you're, like, a little older or, like, don't like that, but it's basically...
But, I mean, if you're watching Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, you probably are used to it. But it's basically two girls that are in, like, their 30s in New York that just, like, talk about going on dates and having a lot of sex. But they give, like, tips and stuff, like, traveling with a friend or, I don't know, weddings. They, like, give their background. But this week, they did an interview with Stassi. And Stassi's really great because she has her own podcast and she's just like these girls and it was really fun. But I found out a lot of stuff and I'm eager to share it with Meredith.
Yay!
So, let's do it. So, you know how Bo is on tour with Stassi?
Yes.
She actually pays him to go on tour.
Oh, good. So, that makes me happy.
Yeah. So, he's, like, giving up his job to, like, go on tour. But because he's featured...
Yeah.
She pays him because she'd need to bring someone else anyway.
It's kind of like a
assistant. So he does a lot of background stuff. So she does pay him.
Good.
But, like, they're secure about that, which she talked about. Because she also talked about how she makes more money than Bo.
Yeah.
And she bought the house that they live in. But he pays, like, the mortgage and stuff.
He helps chip
in. Yeah, they pay equal mortgage.
So is it just in her name, she said, then? And he just helps.
That I'm not sure, but she was more trying to talk about gender norms in the sense that, like,
people... I guess, like, when she first bought it, like, since they're not married yet, it's probably just in her name, and then whenever they get married...
They'll share the assets.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they're getting a prenup, so I don't know.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you don't share your assets.
That's true. But she was mainly talking that, like, men buy houses all the time, and their wives just, like, live in it.
Them. Yeah.
And I guess Stassi gets a lot of, like, all the time, where people are like, you bought the house and Bo just lives in it, and she's like, well,
that's
I make
what happens
more
with your children too.
Yeah, like,
you don't shun them.
She's like, if I was a man, no one would be asking me this. So I think
go her.
It was really fun. So she talked about how her and Bo met, and we all know that Kristen and Katie set them up.
Yeah.
So I guess when she was dating Patrick, they would break up for like 6 months at a time, which I did not know.
I believe that.
But every time Kristen and Katie would be like, let us meet, set you up with Bo, and Stassi would say no every time. And Bo actually didn't want to date Stassi either. He was like, she's pretty, but like, she's super in the spotlight.
Yeah.
She looks like super high maintenance, whatever. So when Stassi and Patrick broke up, she went to a house party at Kristen's.
Gotcha.
And she met Bo, and they ended up talking, like, really organically. But she didn't want to jump into anything, because she said normally she meets a guy, and then it's like,
she's like, hi.
A month later, they're living with each other.
Yeah.
Which happened with Jax and Patrick. So this time, they dated casually for 6 months, and they both dated other people, too.
Really?
Like, she did not care about him, but she, like, felt secure enough.
Yeah, but I feel like she, like, saw something there and was like, okay, I want to not do this the way that I normally do this. Like, I don't want to fuck this up.
Yeah. Going off Bo some more, she gave a lot of insight on Bo.
I love this.
So, as we know, they got engaged.
They got proposed.
They got proposed to. No, he proposed to her, but I guess, like, a year before, she had brought it up. She's like, are we getting married?
Yeah,
what the fuck's happening?
Yeah.
He's 40, she's like 30.
He's 40?
Yeah, he's 40 years old.
How old is she?
She's like 31, 32. She's early 30s.
I guess that's not horrible. I just did not realize that.
Yeah, he looks young, not like old man Jax.
Yeah, like
how come no one calls him old man Bo then?
Jax shows it, and Jax like shows his age.
True. Bo's like young.
Bo's
and
not immature. Like, yeah. He is in, like, a fun, goofy way, like, that type, like, personality-wise a little bit, but not in his actions.
Wow.
He's very intentional.
She was, like, asking him, like, are we getting engaged? What's happening?
Yeah.
And for a year, he was like, no, like, I'm, like, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. I don't know how he, like, got away from this question at all, but he was, like, convincing her that he wasn't going to propose. And she basically was like, well, look, my first priority is being a mom before I get too old. So she told him, she's like, I'm going to let you come inside me, and I want to get pregnant. Are you cool? I want you to be the father of my baby. Are you okay with that? And he said, sure. So they would, like, have sex all the time like that. And,
oh, my God.
And then
love
he
it.
Proposed to her, and they got engaged. And she later was like, why the fuck were you going to impregnate me then? Because I'm trying to get shit-faced at my wedding. We would have gotten married for another, like, year.
That was reckless of you.
Yeah, right? So she's, like, yelling at him, and the girls were like, oh my gosh, you should have said that immediately while he was on one knee. And Stassi goes, oh my God, that would have made great TV. And I was like, oh, we're going to see it. We're going to get all the Stassi stuff. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, because didn't it happen like late last summer?
Yeah. So we're going to see it on the show, which I'm like,
I think it's this season.
It has to be.
That's probably how the like season's going to end, to be honest.
Oh, I'm so excited. She also said, so her and Bo go to Italy to scout for stuff.
Yeah.
Bravo does not pay for their weddings.
I feel like they chip in, or you get paid to be, like,
no,
film.
Listen, it is so fucking funny. So, E pays for weddings. Like, if you get married on E,
like
you get your wedding
Kardashian
paid.
On...
Yes. She got her wedding paid for, which she doesn't even need to.
Which
so,
is
like,
crazy, because they're, like, under the same NBC umbrella.
Right? But Bravo doesn't pay for weddings, because their thinking is, it's gonna happen anyway.
Yeah.
So just let us be there. But then Stassi was like, they don't even fucking pay for our, like, guests who are filming, because their thought is, they're gonna go anyway.
Okay, I get the guests.
No, they don't pay for anything, Stassi says. And she's so annoyed, because she's like, people were like, or these girls asked them, or asked her, and was like, oh, is your wedding paid for?
Yeah.
And Stassi's like, I feel very passionately about this. No, they're not paying fucking any of them. Like, they're only paying the cameramen and, like, the Bravo people.
The Bravo production
not the Bravo celebrities.
You think that, you know how, like, Bravo pays for, like, the trips?
Yeah, they do get trips that are paid for. She did
but
say
you
that.
You think that they would pay for, since it's in, I mean, I guess the rest of them have been local. I guess Britney's is in Kentucky, so whatever.
It's happening anyway.
But I wonder if they're going to pay for, like, their flights as if it was, like, a trip.
No, she said nothing is paid for, which she's so annoyed
with. No, but
she was
talking about the wedding. I feel like they're going to pay for their
flights. No, they don't pay for hotel rooms or flights.
Fuck.
She literally said it on the podcast. I know you're trying to, like, think of a good thing.
Find loopholes
for,
like, how
they get
the money.
But she literally said on the
podcast.
Whatever.
They get paid so much for these episodes anyways, they can afford the
wedding. But, yeah, she was like, no one's getting paid for anything.
Yeah.
Because it's going to happen anyway, so we're just going to have Bravo film it.
Well, I read an article, like, Stassi wrote for, fuck, I forget what magazine, but she, like, is doing, like, a bridal column, basically, for mm-hmm. a magazine. And it's not any, like, advice, per se, but it's just, like, here's what the fuck I'm dealing with. She's so blunt about it. And she wrote about how she's keeping the guest list so small.
Yeah, because, it's, like, 100 people.
And that's, like, why they kind of picked, like, a destination wedding, because it's easier to, like, nicely cut people out mm-hmm. by being, like, sorry, like, it's a destination wedding, or, like, people will, like, remove themselves since it's a destination wedding. Mm-hmm. And that basically, like, they have been cutting down the list slowly, 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 and just, like, chopping people off by being, like, have I seen you in a year? Okay, right. If not, here's these people. Well, haven't we seen you in 6 months? Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's hard.
Yeah. So, she said yesterday, that, or when I listened to the podcast, there's only 100 people, which brings me to my next point. Kristen is not invited to the wedding.
I didn't think she would be.
She basically said her and Kristen are very, they're okay when they go out. They ask each other how they are. They do, like, all of the pleasantries.
Yeah.
But that's it. And Stassi basically said, like, she doesn't think that she's ever gonna mesh with Kristen again. Like, Kristen's just not a person in her life.
I agree.
Like, they're very cordial.
You're just not an active participant within my, in a sense, relationship. Yeah. Like,
she's like, Kristen just doesn't fit into my life, so I'm not gonna make it.
Which, like, she said on Watch What Happens Live when she was on a few weeks ago that, like, she struggled. She didn't know. It was still up in the air.
Yeah. No. Kristen's not invited to the wedding.
I think that's a good decision.
Jax is, though, obviously, but they were, because all the fans sent questions in, and these girls just said the top ones, and they asked, like, do you think Jax has changed? And she goes, I think he's different than how he was before.
Nice.
And they're like, well, do you think he's accurately portrayed? Do you think you're accurately portrayed on TV? Oh. And she said, I watch episodes, and it is exactly who the fuck I am. So all that shit that Jax was like, you don't see the whole story. Stassi basically said,
I agree you don't see the whole story, but like.
Yeah. Stassi said, yeah, you don't see the whole story, but all that shit happened.
Yeah.
Like, Bravo, I guess, doesn't cut it weird. Like, everything that happens is super accurate. Yeah. Stassi said that.
They're telling the true story in a condensed format.
She kind of said that, shading Jax. She's like,
good. Because he always blames it on editing. And I think, like, the weird looks, you know how some people, like, they cut to somebody and they're, like, giving, like, a mean, dirty look? I think that shit's, like, edited and, like, obviously grab that dirty look out of context, but, like,
she said she has not watched, because she watches every episode because she wants to know how, what's being put out there.
Good.
And she said there has not
been. It's so weird when they don't watch their own
show. Yeah, right? She said there has not been one episode where she thinks she's been portrayed wrong. So, and we know Stassi was horrible.
Yeah.
But she's like, that's who I was.
But she's so good about owning her shit.
She also watched, so recently, she watched old episodes, like season one. And the girls were like, oh my god, did you cringe or what? And she goes, no, I loved me. I was such a bad bitch. I want to get back to that.
She was a really strong woman.
And she's like, Bo won't let me argue like that. And I just want to fucking lose it at him one time. And he won't let me. But she's like, I love watching it. Because I was so great. And I was cracking up because I was like, you're the worst person, but still the best.
I, like, love it because I think if you're going to be a bitch, just own it.
Yeah. There was obviously a lot of other stuff about Bo, about Jax, about Brittany. She kind of gave all the deets. She didn't hold back.
Good. They were even like,
if you don't feel comfortable answering things. And she's like, no, like, I put this all on my podcast anyway, so, like, why am I not
She's an open
out?
Book.
Yeah, so that's my Stassi.
What podcast again?
Girls Gotta Eat.
Girls Gotta Eat.
And it's episode 107.
I'm gonna go listen. Everybody go listen.
Yeah. Should we jump? That's probably the most exciting part of this podcast, but we'll go into this episode.
We hated this episode.
So, previously on Vanderpump Rules.
Boom.
Brent and Charlie went on a date and Sheena was unhappy about it.
Unhappy is an understatement.
Lance Bass is officiating this wedding. The wedding.
This wedding.
I'm not even fucking.
What, who's getting married?
No one. The devil. The devil. Lisa can't go to this wedding. Jax yells at Sandoval and uninvites him to this wedding. I'm just going to refer to it
wedding.
As this wedding. Schwartz is devastated. And Ariana opens up about her depression. So. Shall we go?
Yes.
So, it's Stassi's birthday, and we're doing lunch, and now
it was
Vegas?
Weird. I'm like, it was weird because I thought that they were talking about Stassi's birthday, like, in the future.
Yeah.
But it was actually Stassi's birthday, and I was just like.
So, it's Bo, Stassi, Katie, and Schwartz.
They go get coffee.
Yeah. Yeah, right? They didn't even get food. And weird. Sassy's even, like, she says she's trying to have kind of a low-key wedding. No. Or not wedding. Birthday. This wedding.
She's having a low-key wedding. Low-key birthday because of her sister's wedding and this wedding.
But we get a nice flashback to, it's my fucking birthday.
I loved it. Which is my
favorite. But
she says she wants to go, like, all or nothing, which I agree with. I feel like she's definitely the all or nothing type of gal where it's just like, I'm not in for it this year. There's already a lot going on, and let's just, like.
Yeah, I'm bowing out. I think Ariana, because we see her birthday party, it's a lot more chill.
Yeah.
She's not an all or nothing type.
She's just like, let's just do something.
She's going to go costumes, Vegas. Was there other, what other birthdays am I forgetting? Costumes in Vegas.
It's costumes in Vegas.
But if anything, this is like Stassi maturing.
Yes, I love it. She said she needs a year before she, like, can rein in all the terror.
Yeah. But they do acknowledge Ariana's having a birthday party, which Stassi is so, like, that's Ariana's birthday. Yes, it's not mine.
Yeah, which I appreciate. I have two friends who have the same birthday. And one, like, really doesn't care, but, like, her birthday ends up becoming, like, better.
Yeah.
Because, like, she doesn't care, so people, like, love on her.
Yeah.
And then the other girl, like, is psycho about her birthday, so you're like, I don't want anything to do with this. And it's so awkward.
What I found interesting is Jax and Brittany are going to Ariana's wedding. When Tom's
not wedding!
Oh my god, birthday! I'm gonna go fucking nuts. Okay. Jax and Brittany are invited to Ariana's birthday. Yes. Where did he get at this?
My God.
I'm just kidding. It's the full cut. Which I was like, I don't know if...
Well, I think it's, like, pretty frustrating that they just, like, expect everybody to bow down to them. And then it's like, well, I think you need to have a conversation with these people before you show up to this birthday party.
Yeah.
Like, this is her birthday party, and Sandoval is, like, the next of kin, so it's like... You need to make good with those two before you even show up.
Try to celebrate, yeah.
Just like you would want them to make good with you before they showed up to your birthday. You'd 100%. Be like, it's pretty upsetting that they would show up and not say anything. That's what Jax would totally say if this was his birthday.
And then Stassi gets a cute little cupcake.
Oh my god, this was so awkward.
She was so unhappy. This is how I feel when people sing to me in restaurants.
This is how I feel about my birthday every year.
Same. Like, I'm always like,
just,
shut up.
Just like, and I love that Bo blows out the candle, and they all go, well, you have to take the wish, and he goes, oh, what did he say? I wish somebody wasn't a brat. That's what he said.
He's perfect. Yes. Let's go to, really quick, Villa Rosa.
Yes, this is so cute. Nathalie. I never remember what her name is.
It's Natalie, but it's with a TH, so it's like Nathalie. Oh. But in Europe, it comes off as Natalie. Yeah.
I didn't see her name pop up, and I know it's something, I put Natasia.
No, nice. Natalie and Guillermo.
Nathalie. Shows up at Villa Rosa.
She's so sorry for Lisa's loss. Oh,
this was really sweet.
And Lisa gets to talk about her mother a little bit. Natalie gives her a great present.
Yes, I thought that was so sweet. Lisa unwraps two framed photos of her and her mom.
It was cute. Natalie's really a good friend.
Yeah.
The purest character on this whole show.
Honestly.
Save Natalie.
Yes. And then Lisa's talking about how she can't go to the wedding because she doesn't want to control when the funeral is, which, like, I get. Like, how awkward to be like, listen, I'm filming my show and I have to be at this wedding, so mommy's funeral has to be in 2 days.
So rude. Jax can take a backseat for fucking once in his life.
I'm actually shocked they are handling it this well. Like, Jax and Brittany did not make it about themselves.
100%.
Because I could totally see them doing it, but I feel like if anybody else had a death in the family, they'd be pissed, but it's like Lisa is like the holy grail, so like they won't even touch it.
Oh my god, I didn't even think about that. They would literally crucify anyone else.
Could you imagine if, instead of Sandoval saying like, I can't believe you didn't fire this pastor, he was like, listen,
my dad died, let's do that.
Because because I feel like they would feel for it. But, like, let's say, like, your cousin died. Like, Jax would be pissed.
And you can't control the funeral of your cousin.
Yeah. Like, can you imagine if Tom Sandoval was like, my cousin in St. Louis died. Like, I have to go to St. Louis. I'm going to miss your wedding.
He's just your cousin. I'm your best friend. You talk to me more than your cousin.
Yeah.
Perfect Jax impression.
Beautiful. I just hate him so much that even this scenario pisses me off.
Let's go to Surf for a little bit.
Yeah, we got Danica, Raquel. Oh my god, I cannot speak.
Raquel
and Dana are folding napkins because Peter didn't have anybody do it the night before.
I wrote that whole thing down too because it was done with so much shade. You know what, Danica, you can fuck yourself. Peter knows what he's doing.
You
know what,
Danica, you were doing really great when you were on, like,
leave.
Probation. Yeah. Fuck off.
Raquel went out with the girls last night. Drank way too much.
Love it.
Wow, those flashes of her.
Love it. Those were fun. Oh my god,
I want to party with Raquel.
Why didn't we get, like, that as a whole storyline, but whatever.
I wish we got that. And Sheena taking her home. I would have loved to see Sheena in a car with Raquel.
So, I got a little confused here. Did Raquel go to her home, or did she spend the night at Sheena's? I feel like she spent the night at Sheena's.
Oh, I thought she went to her home.
But the way, like, why would James, like, rage text her?
I think James was out separately.
Okay.
Raquel got home, threw her phone and purse on the counter, went to bed.
But how great is Sheena for getting her home? What a true friend.
10 out of 10, Sheena.
Solid.
We don't question Sheena's friends. We just question Sheena as a person.
Sheena's actions for herself are questionable. Yeah. For her friends, 10 out of 10. So yeah, Sheena's a great friend.
James is not a great boyfriend right now.
No. And Raquel said she, like, blacked out and, like, either her phone was off.
Rack out, Raquel.
But, like, James rage texted her or woke up and she saw the following text from James. These are just a few, not all, because did you see that screen?
Oh, my God. It just was, like,
towards the end. He said, fuck you, where are you? I'm breaking up with you, you slut, whore, fuck you.
And I hate you.
Yeah. Like, what?
That. You know what? I never text anyone when I'm drunk.
Oh, I do.
I forget my phone. Everyone's always like, oh, I texted my ex. I'm like, I forgot to text anyone.
I love rage texting, to be honest, when I'm drunk.
Okay, tequila, Katie.
I love rage texting because I feel like you can say exactly what you want to say and then it's an easy apology the next morning. You'd be like, sorry, I was so shit-faced. Didn't mean it, but like you did. And like, you finally got those feelings out. Yeah. I rage texted so hard 2 weekends in a row about the same thing and literally told somebody we were not friends.
And the next morning you were like, just get it.
Had to see them the next morning, did not look them in the eye. But
oh my god.
I find it so easy, but like, the amount he rage texted is a little
insane.
Okay,
so you're more of a James. I'm a Raquel.
Yeah, but not to that level and not that mean. I'm like, you fucked up. Like, I'm saying, like, things, like, type of sentence I would say in a normal text. Like, I really don't appreciate, like, da-da-da-da-da. And a few words are probably misspelled. Yeah. But not, like, fuck you, I'm never speaking to you again. Like, it's not true rage texting.
I'm Raquel. Like, I have gone out before, and my friends will text me, where are you? What are you doing? Like, everything under the sun. If it's during the day, like, do you want to meet up? What's happening? I will not check my phone for hours. I just forget it exists.
Sometimes I do.
I don't do that. So I get where Raquel's coming from. Yeah. I probably wouldn't text back James either because I'd be like, I forgot.
The
like,
only
I forget.
Time I truly do that is when I was already pissed going into the drinking.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, I'm already angry about something.
I haven't been angry about something in a long time.
Oh. So.
Can you piss me off so I can rage
I'll
text
tell you
ass?
After we record my rage text. I'll
I think
even
you
read
told
them to
me.
You. No, I not the last one
okay.
from when I was in St. Louis.
Excited.
But anyways, we're at Tom and Ariana's house because it's the day of Ariana's
wait,
birthday.
Wait.
What?
Wait, Dana has one of my favorite quotes. Go back.
What?
Don't shoot heroin in your eyeballs.
Oh, my God. That was great. Yeah.
I don't even remember what that was.
Dana was saying, like, I would break up with that person in a heartbeat. And I think she was, like, saying I would rather shoot heroin into my eyeballs.
It was something
than,
like that, but I loved it. So, next. Bye, James.
Anyways.
Sorry.
Back to where I was at Tom and Ariana's house. Because it's the day of Ariana's birthday party.
Woo! She gets wine, like the queen.
Yeah,
she
is. So nice. Tom brings her some wine as she's getting ready. That's why I want a boyfriend.
To bring you wine?
While I'm getting ready. I would love that. Even though my bedroom and my kitchen are 5 steps away from each other.
She finally slept.
Yes.
Tom is trying to be so supportive.
He was so nice. He was like, I woke up and saw you were still asleep, so I just, like, let you be, and I, like, moved.
Yeah, and he wants to help, and I know with depression there's not a lot you can do to help.
Yeah.
But just be there, and he's
being supportive in, like, his actions, but also in his words. Like, he affirmed to her, like, yes, I knew you needed sleep. Like,
I'm happy to let you sleep.
Yeah. Talking it through with her.
She's trying to deal with her lows better.
Yeah, I loved it. She was like, the last thing I want to do is go to a party, but I know everybody has highs and lows, and I'm just trying to deal with my lows a little better. Which so I think cute. Is a great way to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously, like, when you're depressed, like, you have really great moments, too. Like, yeah. Pride was a really fun moment for her.
Yeah.
But then you, like, get home, and you remember all the horrible things, mm-hmm. or, like, why you're depressed, or, like, you're just sad again. So it's like, how do I manage that in a better way where I'm not yeah. a buzzkill?
Love it. Jax still hasn't texted Tom back.
No.
Such a nice text apology that Tom sent.
I agree. And he said he, like, wasn't really expecting anything.
Which is sad that your best friend of how many years, you wouldn't expect, like, a text back to that nice, long it's text just, apology?
Like, this is my thing with friendships. I feel like as adults, you, like, friendships are harder because somebody's going to give a little bit more in every friendship, let's be honest.
And also, you need less people in your life now. So, like,
yeah.
people are known for not keeping up with friends as much.
Yeah. So, like, so I think somebody's always going to give more, a little yeah. bit more. Like, it's probably going to be at minimum a 55-45% relationship. Yeah, okay. Like, we're, like, somebody's a little bit more. And that can change
every day, who gives more, yes. who gives less.
Yes, I agree.
I'm thinking of one friend in particular, and I was like, but then sometimes like, I'm needy.
There's yeah. some of those friendships that you give 70 and they give 30, but you're kind of, like, attached to them because of the amount history. Of time. Yeah. yeah. That it's like, well, I'll just deal with it. And I feel like it's that kind of relationship where it's like I give 75 and he gives 25.
Yeah.
And it makes me sad because it's like, Tom is such a good friend.
The best friend.
We literally, all this entire episode, friend. We see him being such a supportive friend.
And boyfriend and person. And
being shot for it, basically.
He's amazing. And this is stressing Ariana out. Like, yeah. I feel for this bitch. She doesn't know what she's going to do. I think at this point, though, she's leaning more going to the wedding.
Yeah.
But I think she knows that would really hurt Tom.
I know. I wish
Tom wants to go.
This sounds mean because I don't think it's his fault, but I wish he would say, I think you should go. Don't worry about me.
Yes.
Which is hard for him to say, I'm sure. But, like, if he would say that, I think that would relieve her, half of her stress. Like, she would still feel bad about him, but yeah. she would feel better about going there agreed. To support Brittany.
But I think Tom, this is the one thing really killing him. I think he's genuinely just, like, sad.
I agree.
All right, Ariana's birthday at the Naughty Pig.
Okay, I didn't catch that.
Oh my god, I was cracking up. It was so funny.
That's the thing is I'm really bad with, like, taking details. Notes that I miss the, like, little blurbs the little that come stuff, up yeah. or, like, words or anything, like, when people walk in
buildings. We have a place in Chicago, I think, called the Angry Pig.
Really?
Yeah, so this is like the Naughty Pig.
That one would be more fun. But this
the Naughty Pig had way more games and stuff. The Angry Pig is like a brunch place.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's a really good brunch. 10 out of 10 recommend. So we open up with Kristen on Peter's lap, and I hated nothing more.
Ugh.
That's it. Kristen the end of Ariana's birthday.
Kristen just, like, wants attention and, like, to be on the screen, but it's, like, nothing that actually adds value.
But you know Peter's gonna be the one dude that's not about to hook up with Kristen. She's no. a detriment he to his establishment.
He doesn't care about screen time. He's like, no, actually, get off my lap because I don't want to be on this show.
Peter hates Kristen.
Anyways.
Everyone's fucking celebrating without Ariana. Did you catch this?
Uh-huh.
Was that super weird?
I thought she was gonna walk in shortly after.
But it was a long fucking time. It was a
really long time.
James is here.
Yes.
James got an invite.
Mm-hmm.
Danica and Charlie are talking about the date. Charlie's so fucking rude.
Oh my god.
She is so mean about this date.
Yeah, so she's talking to the girls about how he only talked about his ex, and that it's kind of crazy because he's been broken up with her for 2 years. And I don't think he was really ex-talking that much.
I don't think he was either. And I think it was more of like,
why'd you move here? Yeah. Oh, my ex and I broke up.
Yeah, so like, we talked about this. It was really basic as shit. Like, I wouldn't have taken that bad.
It wasn't like,
and he's like, she just kept talking. And it was like, well, that's what you do on a date. Like, yeah. I want you to know about me, and I want to know about you. Like,
yeah. Like, don't.
He found out she's never had pasta or avocado, so
I love it later when he says she's childish. Child,
this was this. He's like, I was dealing with a child.
Oh, God.
Which he was. You know what? At this point, Brett, yeah. 10 out of 10. Charlie, 0 out of 130,000. I hate her.
Yeah, I just don't get her. She's very judgy for not having anything. Like,
also, her teeth fucking suck.
I
can't.
I just stare at her teeth.
Oh my
her
god.
Teeth, her teeth. And I don't mean to shame her over it, but I just stare at her teeth.
The whole time. And she talks stupid. She's like.
She sounds like an idiot.
I'm sorry. I hate Charlie. I do not find her attractive. I do not find her fun. I don't find her witty.
She just doesn't bring anything to the table, but like.
She's like that dirty napkin that no one throws away, so it bothers me, but also, like, it does nothing.
Because the thing is, like, on the flip side, like, Jax and Brittany bother me, but they do bring some level...
Something to talk about.
...of entertainment and some discussion, but, like, this is just so dumb. I cannot imagine looking, like, my friends in the face and being like, I mean, he, like, just kept talking about his ex, and, like, they've been broken up for 2 years, when the actual conversation was, like, why'd you move here?
I would rather see Brett date Chyna.
Oh, yeah, way more entertaining.
Okay.
We would actually get something out of it.
So Lala's the only one kind of concerned with where Ariana is.
Oh my god, yeah, like, everybody's just, like, partying and doing shots and...
But, this is uncool, I think. Lala told everyone about Ariana's depression.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
And... Ariana confided in them saying she wanted a safe space.
I agree.
And this is not...
Her birthday party definitely isn't the time.
To be like, she's depressed.
I think, like, there are scenarios where, like, I think it's okay to bring it up, even though, like, she did say it in a safe space and with confidence.
Yeah.
But, like, say, like, Lala was, like, getting coffee with another girl and they were, like, expressed concern over her.
Yeah.
That's an okay time to bring it up, in my mind. Like,
okay.
Hey, I'm concerned, like...
I'm concerned about this person. Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah.
But never at this person's birthday party when we're all getting drunk.
And she's not there.
She's not there, and also it's like...
It just shows that all you guys want to do is talk negatively about her.
Yeah, and Lala didn't even bring it up, like... She's like, where's Ariana? Maybe she's just too depressed to come? She said
weird.
She wants to drive off a highway, and I was like...
Hey, I have to tell you something. Ariana told me that she wants to drive off a cliff.
And everyone was kind of like... And then Brittany is like, that makes me so sad for her.
And I want to be like, Brittany, I hope you know you're not helping.
Hey, Brittany, shut the fuck up. It's not all about how you feel.
Yeah,
right?
And guess what? You're literally worsening the situation because of this fucking wedding.
This wedding.
I want to drive off a cliff because of this wedding. But anyways.
So Brittany acknowledges the apology that Tom Sandoval sent. She thinks it's great.
I...
10 out, wow, Brittany, I won't give you 10 out of 10, I'll give you 2 out of 10, but...
2 out of 10.
It's better than the 0.
We'll give you a 5 out of 10 for acknowledging that the apology was a great one.
But Jax is too stubborn, and Brittany wants Sandoval to be there, but Jax is basically like...
Too strong-headed.
He is the type, you know that saying, with great power comes great responsibility?
Yeah.
Jax is like, with great power, my head explodes. Like, his head just growing
gets bigger
and growing.
Bigger. Well, it's so dumb because Jax said all he needed was an apology.
A text apology! You could have just texted me, sorry. And that's what exactly
what Sandoval
did.
And that's what we got. Jax, you got that and a hell of a lot fucking more.
So Ariana finally shows up. She's a queen. She walked in straight to the new girls.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she, like, walked up. Maybe it's because they were just there, but she, like, saw the new girls first.
Yeah,
and,
but
like,
I think she's also over...
She's over this not safe space.
Yes, but the four...
Oh, my God.
...problem people go sit down. So
oh,
Jack,
my God.
Brittany, Ariana, and Tom. And I think it's so weird that they pulled him aside so early.
Yeah, it's like Ariana just walked into her birthday. You can't even let her get
this
a little
drunk.
This is
why I think he should have done it beforehand. This is not the time to discuss
this. This is why it should have been squashed at Sir.
Just
it should
like,
just fucking been squashed.
Just like Sandoval shouldn't have done it at Peter's birthday, this should not happen at Ariana's.
I don't know why we keep ruining people's birthdays.
But whatever.
That was stupid. Wait, first, Stassi kind of pulls Jax aside and is like...
Oh, I forgot about this.
Listen... I think you're going to regret not having Tom there.
Yes.
And can I just say, I get Jax is marrying Brittany. I called him Brax. Ugh, worse.
Yikes.
So, Jax is marrying Brittany. And Brittany has openly tried to express, and we saw it last week with dinner with Randall.
Yeah.
That she's like, maybe we should, like, let Tom come to the wedding. And Jax is like, no.
Be a guest.
Yeah.
Not in the party, just a guest.
But Stassi says one fucking thing, and it makes Jax, like, rethink everything. Stassi is the only one that has any control over Jax.
Well, no. It's that he doesn't value his own soon-to-be wife's opinion.
No, not at all.
Because the thing is, if, like, Brittany doesn't even say it like, I want him there. She's not comfortable even saying that. Yeah. She's like, I think you should.
You want him there.
Honey, this guest list is yours too. And I'm going to say you have more power because, let's be honest, you're playing the whole fucking thing.
How funny if she just put Sandoval on the list and was like, I'm making this decision. You can be unhappy. Well, see you at the altar or not. Goodbye.
I don't think she's a strong enough person to ever stand up. And Stassi, I don't think that means it's a great relationship. Like, you should be able to speak your mind in your relationship.
We take a quick trip down memory lane of when Jack slept with Kristen while she was dating Tom Sandoval.
Oh, my God.
And he never apologized.
No.
Do you remember? Did you sleep with her? Yes, we did have sex. Just get over it already. Yeah. Like, these were his literal things. You're going to keep harping on the past?
Yes.
He even told Lisa at the pool party thing. He's like, I'm not sorry about it. I'm not sorry I did it.
It's just ridiculous because Jax is the ultimate victim in everything. That, like, if something happens to him, he holds the biggest grudge.
But he could do no wrong.
But, like, basically when, like, he cheated on Brittany, it was like he was the victim. Like,
Faith did it.
Yeah, and it's just like, we'll just move on. Like, I don't get why you're holding on to this.
I hope they get a divorce so bad. Anyway, my next note is just, Jax is such a fucking douchebag.
Oh, okay, so we're back sitting down with Ariana, or we are sitting down with Ariana, Tom, Brittany, and Jax, and
Sandoval explains, genuinely, he was so upset.
Yes, he said that he left Peter's party. It was really upset about it. He was really mad that he brought it up then, or, like, that he brought it up.
Mm-hmm. Did Jax seem to care?
Jax looked like he was looking off in the distance.
he was staring at some hot girl that he was thinking about maybe hooking up with.
Faith must have been off camera.
Jax, he's like, all you had to do was say, you know, we've been friends for so long, and you apologized over a text message, and I would be like,
cue the flashback to Jax.
Oh my God.
All he needed is a text. Like, if you could have just texted me and said, I'm sorry.
That got me playing my small violin for Jax. I could not.
And the worst is, he's like, yeah, it's cool, bro. Like, they make up.
Yeah, because Sandoval apologizes when he doesn't even fucking have to at this point.
It's so dumb.
He does. Jax says things are, like, squashed. He says that to Tom, right?
Yes.
And Tom goes, that's very big of you.
Yes.
Oh, my God, we're feeding into this dude's ego.
But whatever. Jax needs it. If he's going to apologize, let's give him the compliment.
Yeah, and he makes Sandoval the best man.
Yes, you can be in the wedding party.
Schwartz is so happy. And then we cut to Jax's confession. Yeah, confessional? Interview? Yeah,
interview.
And he's basically saying he isn't over it. He just did it to shut everyone up.
Which is so fucking
so
ridiculous.
Stupid. You're 40 years
You're
old.
So dramatic.
Oh my God. He's
like,
40.
Hold on to it a little tighter, bud.
This man, no wonder he is so old. Like, all this stress and, like, non-forgiveness, he still is not forgiven his mom or his best friend. Like, he's like,
I have been thinking about, literally in my personal life, about how Jax's mom did not attend his wedding.
I know!
And I cannot fathom it.
No. I don't care if my mom murders
my dad.
My first child. Like, you're coming to my wedding.
If you are not in the prison system, you're coming.
Here's the thing. Mom?
I understand. Not having her, like, do a mother-son dance, walk you down the aisle,
yeah,
have special moments. Maybe it's like, Mom, can you just sit in the back?
But, like, Mom should be in Kentucky.
But, like, Mom is, like, across the highway at the Kentucky Castle with some freaking binoculars just trying to be a part of her son.
Get married. Honestly, if I was Jax's sister, I would yell at him. I'd be like, you need to invite Mom or I'm not coming. Like,
can you imagine being in the middle of that? Because there's no way she feels... I know she feels the same hurt, but she doesn't take the same action.
Oh my, and if she does hold this, like Jax does...
That poor mom has no family.
This mom was just doing what her husband asked her to.
Yeah.
This is outrageous.
We all know that you pretty much want Brittany to be a submissive little whatever. She would do the same to your children.
Jax is 100, literally.
Jax is going to have a freaking wake-up call when Brittany has kids and cares about them more than Jax.
What?
Yeah.
Jax is going to be such a victim. I can't wait to watch that. You seriously are going to go run to change our son's diaper, but you can't come give me a kiss?
What? My God, aggressive. How long have you been role-playing that?
I think about it from time to time.
Oh, God.
Kristen and Katie have, like,
this was
really
so
weird.
As soon as Kristen kind of, like, stumbled over, I was like...
She's like, do you want to do a shot?
Well, I was like, oh, no. This is weird. I don't remember them ever talking since the Bachelorette party
Katie
fight.
Katie cracked me up. Do you want to do a shot? No. Yeah. Do you want to split a shot? No.
Yeah, like, split a shot. It's like, no. That didn't make it any better.
And Katie's like, I don't know why Kristen's talking to me. With her crimped ass hair. Katie, stop crimping your dumb ass hair.
She's like, I don't know why she's talking to me because, like, we're not really talking.
She gives Kristen some tough ass love, though. So Katie asks Kristen, is like, is Carter coming to the wedding? And Kristen goes, obviously.
Of course.
And she goes, no, Kristen, not of course.
But I agree. It's like,
yeah, right? She's like,
he wasn't given an invite. You were given a plus one and you guys aren't dating.
Didn't Carter get uninvited from the wedding?
Yes.
Yes.
No, not really uninvited, because once again, he was never invited. They asked Kristen when they were moving for him not to be, oh no, he was uninvited from Miami.
Oh, it was Miami.
But I'm pretty, like, if you're not invited, if you're uninvited or told not to come to the bachelor or bachelorette party, I feel like it's best if you don't come to the wedding.
But then Katie's like, Kristen, listen up. Jax and Brittany don't care if Carter comes to the wedding. You're the one that cares. And then Kristen cries and Katie's like,
she's like, I don't understand why you have to be so mean about this. Which I don't think she was really being that mean.
No, I think
she was like, it's not an of course. Like, Kristen, like, you guys aren't dating, so it's not an obvious thing for you to bring this guy. Like, Brittany and Jax did not ask you to invite him. It is your choice to invite him, but it's not an of course he's coming.
Kristen,
we don't care if he comes. You are choosing to bring him around.
I wish we'd gotten more of this conversation of Katie just like, what?
Like,
yeah.
Katie's explaining
everything
to Kristen. How of course does not work in this
scenario.
We could
have cut out 10 minutes of Jax talking nonsense. I would have taken,
do you want to split a shot? I loved it because it was literally Katie pretty much talking down to Kristen about inviting Carter, and I actually appreciate it.
It was hilarious.
I loved it.
Also, Kristen seemed shit-faced and Katie didn't, so it was double funny.
So then, of course, we get some tears.
Hilarious. She's like,
I just, like, don't know why.
Of course Carter's coming. No, Kristen. I love harsh Katie. I think it's funny.
Yes.
James is here. He's not drinking.
Very proud of him.
But Raquel is like, look, you always want to be invited to things, and now you're invited, and you're being, like, a big, like, puss about it, you know? But she says it way nicer than I just put
obviously.
It.
Obviously. Raquel's a little sweet, innocent baby angel.
And
she says she, like, really wants to talk about the text from the other night.
Yeah.
And she's not over it. And James says he doesn't trust anyone when they're drinking.
Yeah, he was stressed that Raquel was getting hit on.
Yes.
And
he doesn't like that Raquel disconnected. Which, like,
I understand
the emotion or the frustration behind it. Your actions are not okay.
I can get.
But I understand that you are frustrated that she is just not responding.
Also think if you're in a relationship for that long, you should just trust that your partner sucks at using their phone.
Yes. But I understand that he's probably like, she's hot and guys in LA will do anything. You know, like, I get why he's probably like, what the fuck?
Oh, she's not responding. But she's like the most boring fucking person. After 5 minutes of being hit on, they'll leave.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're right. Whatever.
Because maybe when she's shit-faced, she's really fun.
She's better sex when she's shit-faced.
I mean, I don't mean to, like, say Ariana's not fun, but you know how, like, they all say Ariana's so fun when she's drunk? Maybe Raquel's really fun when she's drunk.
I told Meredith this earlier, but I think Raquel's the type of person that has the most boring fucking sex in the world.
I just imagine her being
maybe she's
still
drunk and she's like, let's mix it up or something.
Maybe she's a total, you know how, like, people have, other personalities?
Yeah.
And, like, some people name them.
She actually, like, just,
like, maybe she's a really fun person when she's drunk.
Oh, I love thinking about what Raquel is or isn't. But,
it adds some spice to her.
So Stassi wishes Ariana a happy birthday, and Ariana's like, it's your birthday. And Stassi's like, no.
Yeah.
I love this news. I don't know what's happening to Stassi, but I kind of am into it. Ariana looks like she's having a great time. It is so cute.
I think it's like a low-key event. She's with people she likes. No drama's happening.
And I think sometimes it's just nice to feel loved.
Yeah. And the issue is resolved. Like, time is like, her problem with, like, deciding what she has to do.
Yeah.
She doesn't have that stress anymore.
I love it. I just want her to feel loved. I think this was the moment. I know at my birthday party this year, I told someone, I was like, this was really fun because it's just nice to feel loved. And my friend was like, she took that the wrong way. And she's like, obviously you're loved. Like, she thought I meant it as, like, these people only love me once a year. But
no,
it's like,
but it's like the action. Like,
yeah, I don't text my friends every day to be like, I love you.
Yeah.
But, like, it's...
To
it's
be honest, the, this sounds mean, but, like, attention. It's, like...
Yeah.
For one day, everybody's, like, focus is kind of on you.
Yeah, and it's, like, nice.
And it's, like, nice to get a bunch of people in a room that you love.
That hug you and tell you, like...
It's, like, everybody's goal is just to have a fun time.
Ariana deserves that every day of her life.
Yes. Ariana gives a speech. She says, I know people like it when I'm drunk. And she starts drinking.
And Tom's so supportive of it.
We get a shot of Jeremy, her brother. Oh my God, Jeremy. His hair's a little fucked up. It looks like he cut his bangs himself, but you know what? We're fine.
Then we go to Jackson Brittany's house because they left the party early to go call Lance back.
I thought they were going to FaceTime him.
They didn't even talk about anything important.
No, this was the... I was so mad I even, like, took notes.
The only thing that, really bothered me is that Jax is like, you should wear rainbow capes and, like, high heel. And I was like, you're really making this overly gay now.
Yeah, it's like you're really trying to prove...
That you're not that homophobic.
Yeah. Also, I thought it was so funny that Jax told Lance... So, like, I know it's going to be a lot of pressure, but, like, no worries.
One, his wedding, who the fuck cares if Lance Bass messes up?
He's coming to Kentucky, like, he could do this drunk. Dude,
he's part of an NSYNC, like, he's done it.
It was great. That was so fun. I love that Jack stressed out about it after immediately. He's like, I can't believe I said it. This is, like, a lot of pressure. That's so embarrassing.
Of course he's played big venues before. And Brittany's like, okay.
This is the Jax I need. I need this.
I can't believe I just said that. I just told Lance Bass it's pressure.
Where he's like embarrassed because it's like he's talking to like a celebrity because we all know like these people aren't real celebrities. They're Bravo celebrities, which we do love them, but they're talking to like a real celeb on the phone who's gonna like I almost said host their wedding.
That's what this feels like now. If Lance Bass walks out in a cape that's rainbow, like it's just I love that he goes.
You mean like Jesus Christ Superstar? Oh god.
Whatever, let's go to Sir. We're Jeremy, another Jeremy. Oh, he's bartending. Yeah, he was in the back. So when Ariana is like, hey Raquel, can I talk to you outside? Hey Jeremy, can you cover for me? Like, she's walking and I was like, oh my god, Jeremy's bartending now?
Yes, love it.
Really moving up in the world.
Well, Raquel and I keep saying her name weird. I can't say it.
It's your coronavirus.
Oh god. Don't start fear. Anyways, her and Ariana go to talk in the back, and Ariana says that she heard about the James texts.
Ugh, she's such a good friend. She's
I
like,
know. I love this because this is how, like, this is an awkward conversation to be like, hey, I heard this gossip, you know, but I am concerned.
Yeah, she's very much like, I want to make sure you're okay. I was in a horrible relationship.
Yeah, she speaks from experience.
Yeah, Ariana reads the text, and I do remember this slightly, because Ariana was in season one of Vanderpump Rules for one hot second, if we all remember, when Sheena did her performance that
Sassy... Yes, she was a dancer.
She was a dancer. But Ariana's boyfriend didn't want her to film. Like, Ariana was asked to be in it as Sheena's best friend. But Ariana's boyfriend said no. So Ariana said no. And she was in this horrible relationship until she started dating Tom in season three?
Yeah, I think it's three. But she talked about it while she was in a relationship with Tom. Do you remember that one day they were at that fair... And there was, like, one of those boards where you get strapped to it and you throw knives.
Oh, yeah.
They talked about it on that episode about how she was in, like, a really abusive relationship.
Yeah.
And so she speaks from, or she reads the texts, and, like, she read even more than, like, what Raquel had, like, read that we read earlier. And, like, you see her scroll it, and it's, like, a few scrolls.
James spent at least 30 minutes sending
like,
all of
that. I have never rage texted like that. I just send a mean comment and say, we're clearly not friends.
Whatever.
Fuck you. But wow, I like, and you can tell like Raquel is like really hurt and like sad and probably really embarrassed because like, this is such an awkward thing to be like, yeah, my boyfriend is a fucking dick.
This makes me nervous for the, reunion, because you know they're just going to get shit on about this.
I hope not, because...
Raquel knows it's not right.
I'll peep in some Watch What Happens Live stuff after the end of the episode.
Well, Raquel knows it's not right.
No.
And I think an even worse thing to do... Like, do I think Dana and Danica earlier were looking out for Raquel? Yes. But I think the right way is to be like, you need to ditch his ass?
Yeah.
No. I think the right way is Ariana, how she's like, James drinking is not your fault. Like, if he chooses to drink, like, when you don't answer.
This is not your fault.
Mm-hmm.
like, it has nothing to do with you. It is him getting drunk and sending texts. It is not you doing anything.
Yeah, and I became Team Raquel at this point. I think I'm over Team James.
I'm Team Raquel at this moment too, because she also says that, like, she's like, Ariana's saying, like, she needs to be really careful. Like you're going to soon start to believe this stuff if this keeps going on. Like, and then you're, like, in a sense, stuck in this. And, like, you're in a verbally abusive relationship right now. Like, this is verbal abuse. Like, be careful, basically. And, like, Ariana's saying, like, she should have left when she had, like, texts similar to those. Like, whenever she was in that relationship.
Yeah.
And, like, Ariana doesn't want Raquel to, like, sacrifice her own self-worth, which is just, like, it was just, the, like, a really great thing.
I got big time, like, big sister, little sister
and
vibes.
I think it gave, like, Raquel, like, some, like,
clear
self-confidence, like, a little bit, to be like, clarity. I will be okay, like, Ariana's okay, like, I have somebody in this. Like,
I can go to their house, I can call her, like, this is the one person that might be looking out for my best interests.
Yeah, like, she's been through this. Like, if I choose to stay with him, like, she will still support me.
Yeah.
But, like, if this happens again, I have someone who, like, can actually talk to me about this.
Mm-hmm.
Which I appreciate.
Because I think everyone else talks to Raquel like she's stupid. And don't get me wrong, I think Raquel's kind
of stupid
too. I
probably would fall victim to that too, but, like,
but I think
it's nice to have a safe space.
Yeah. Ariana can't be everyone's safe space, though.
Yeah, maybe she needs Raquel, her own safe space.
Maybe Raquel can be her safe space. Raquel's too young and dumb. No. I just said, I'm sorry, Raquel.
She's just,
we're gonna switch.
I don't think she's had life experience.
We're switching.
Anyways, Sheena, we're still and Brett. At Sir, and now we get the awkward combo.
Oh my god, so Sheena missed the birthday party because she booked a jab.
Okay, this conversation was so fucking weird.
She goes, I heard Charlie was dressed as me. What shade is Sheena? Yes. I don't understand, though.
It's so weird.
What is Sheena? Is she mad that Sheena went on a date?
I can tell she's, like, jealous, but it's, like, weird. If it was, like, Dana, it would make more sense why she would be, like,
Charlie,
jealous.
Charlie, literally,
like,
if Sheena just paid attention, she could outbeat Charlie any fucking
day. Well, it's
day.
Like, you basically made Charlie be your mini-me, so it's, like, yeah, she dressed as similar to you. You guys are the same fucking person.
And they were dressed the same at Sir. Even Brett is like, you guys are, like, dressed the same.
Yes.
And Charlie's like, yeah, I guess we are. I'm going to do my stupid Raquel voice for Charlie now because I hate her.
Okay. The funniest thing is, like, Bravo's kind of doing this shade to two girls on Summer House. There's, like, a new girl on Summer House this season.
Yeah.
And in the interviews, Paige, the, like, returning girl is like, she'll, like, walk out of her room and be like, oh, like, to the new girl, like, oh, I just wore that skirt yesterday. But she actually, like, says it to her, or, like, says it in the interviews where she's like, what the fuck? I literally just wore that outfit yesterday. She's actually copying. That's kind of funny. It's, like, mimicking that show
again.
Right now.
Yeah. So Sheena's backtracking hard here. So Charlie basically comes over and is
walks,
like,
in on the conversation.
She's like, hey guys,
Sheena trying to
I don't wanna interrupt, but I went out with Brett, and Sheena, he said that you said some things about me. And Sheena's like, I never said that.
I never said that you were,
God.
What was the first one? It was like, untrustworthy.
Yeah, you were untrustworthy.
I never said that you were.
And Charlie's like, I didn't think you would. But if Charlie ever watched this show, she should know that Sheena would.
And then Sheena goes, I would never say that word. I don't use that word.
And she's like,
I was just saying
that. I don't even use that word.
Yeah. She said that. And then she goes, I was just saying that, like, I don't really trust the new people. Okay, way to say untrustworthy in a different way. She's like, I was just telling Brett I don't trust any of the new people, like, both of you included.
Also, Sheena's like, I don't even like him like that. Flash to her going, I'll admit there's a crush there.
And then the, I'm not jealous. Do you think you're a bit jealous?
Bravo's shade sometimes
the
is so
flash
good.
Flash the season on point. Whoever's somebody got a new job title that said flashback.
Great. You
I
know what? Whoever you are, we
flashbacks.
Love you. I want that job.
Researcher.
I know immediately.
I guess researcher would be the, like,
no
corporate version.
Flashback researcher. Solely for flashbacks.
Researcher.
You're about to apply.
Researcher, comma, flashbacks.
Charlie then goes for Brett. So
it turned
hard.
So quick, and they both go for him.
How can you say that? I knew Sheena wouldn't do that to me.
She was like, I thought it was a little weird that he, like, said you guys were so close. And then he would tell me something that you said in confidence with him. So I just knew, like, we weren't meant for each other.
Charlie is so fucking rude.
It's like,
so okay, fucking rude.
You're saying you thought it was a red flag that somebody told you that somebody else was talking shit about you.
Yeah, and then out of frustration, Brett is just like, this is why I can't be friends with girls. You guys take the smallest thing and make it some big thing. And Charlie literally goes, all right, love you both. Oh, and fucking walks away and he's like,
Brett goes, I'm stuck in the middle of Charlie and Sheena smoothie. And it's the most disgusting smoothie I've ever had, but I have to keep drinking it.
This is the worst. I hate Charlie. Sheena kind of fucked him. And now there's no chance with Brett. Brett is not going to go for Sheena now. I think she fucked it up.
I don't know.
I think she fucked it up right here.
I don't think so.
I do. I think also, like,
it ends with Sheena saying, well, I mean, how did she say it? I didn't poison the well on purpose. And it gives a little wink. Oops.
She's so dumb, this girl. I like,
didn't do it on purpose.
Oh my god, Sheena cracked me up. You did. And I hate
Sheena
her.
Sheena got out of that unscathed.
At that point, I think Brett was more mad at Charlie. Because Charlie full on was like,
but Charlie was more mad at Brett too. Like, we just totally bypassed all the bullshit
that Sheena did this
about Charlie.
Sheena might be better than we thought.
That was magic. I was proud of her.
Yeah, she fully was like,
she turned that whole situation and literally walked away, and somehow all the blood was all off her hands.
Yeah, that was great. Go Sheena.
Crushed it. Great moment.
Let's go to Versailles. The first thing I thought of when I saw this castle was Brittany going, we call it Versailles.
And Lisa's like, what?
It's Versailles.
Fuck? I'm not coming. We're at the Kentucky castle.
Everyone freaks out. Oh my god. It's like a mixture. It's a mix of Downton Abbey and Game of Thrones. Is that what
Downton?
It was? Downton. I said downtown.
Downtown Abbey. Okay, Brittany.
Versailles.
Everyone's getting their rooms, and they're like, as if they've never stayed anywhere nice in their life.
My god.
All these people have gone to Europe together, so
even though it smells like dog shit, it's like the best room. It.
Which, I mean, actually, it's way cooler
than
I
thought.
They
were nice rooms.
I didn't realize there were rooms there.
I didn't either.
I just thought it was a venue.
Yeah, so they're like staying at the castle. Which, except Carter.
Which is so fucking awesome, because if you think about it, you just get drunk at the wedding and you have to walk upstairs.
Yeah, that's great. I love it. Yeah, Carter's staying across the street or something.
Carter's staying in a hotel because,
it's not across the street, is
because
it?
Because Sheena and Kristen are in a room together.
Yes.
And Carter has to stay in a hotel because Brittany asked that he not stay at the castle.
Goodbye.
Which, like, I love it.
Lala walks in.
No, where? It was Kristen looked out the window and goes, this is so pretty. I mean, there's a highway right
there.
That's
why I'm thinking but across
it's so
the
pretty.
Road. Lala walks in wearing white.
Oh my god, I loved this.
She's like, I didn't think. She's like, you can wear white to a
rehearsal
dinner.
She's like, do you guys like
dinner?
This? And they're like, yeah, but it's white.
It was bad. But like, fun.
But I like, can totally see Lala not knowing that.
Yeah, I mean, she's like 27.
And she's totally a person who's like, if I want to be upset,
no one else should be.
Yeah.
Rag out. Schwartz is really upset, though.
Oh, this is R.I.P.
Sorry, dog.
Dog is dead.
Can I say, I didn't know dog was spelled D-A-U-G.
I didn't
like
either.
Dog. What's up, dog?
He had to bury him, but he didn't have a shovel, so he had to use a hammer.
He is so sad, and Katie is so sympathetic towards his sadness.
Also, the in memoriam, like, thing that popped up, and it was like 2019 to 2019.
Dog.
Hilarious. D-A-U-G. If anybody needs to buy a tombstone for
that was so
dog,
cute.
It is a D-A-U-G.
And Brittany again has to do this dumbass thing where she goes,
I'm getting married! Oh my god. Where she, like, walks out there, and Jax is just, like, suddenly
me
in
too.
The background. Yeah.
Oh, let's go to Tom Tom.
Okay, it's weird that Lisa's there.
I think she's flying out, like, tomorrow or something.
No, I don't think so.
I think she just didn't want to go to Versailles.
No, because, I mean, spoiler alert. Can I spoil something?
Sure.
She's at the wedding. She goes to the wedding.
Oh.
So it's like, the funeral has already happened now.
Maybe she just wanted to make an entrance. She was going to be like, I'm going to show
up. I think she's home from the funeral because, like, obviously, like, Brock didn't go with her.
Yeah.
So I think in this meantime, like, between her and Natalie.
Natalie! Oh my god.
In between those talks, she's gone to England and come back, is my belief.
Oh, I thought this is before England, but I know nothing about the wedding.
So. I think England has already happened, and okay. She's now back at Tonton.
I'm going to believe you. So Lisa comes in to talk to Max. This is our one thing of Max. He says basically nothing. He just listens to Lisa talk about how she really didn't go to the restaurants until right now.
Yeah, she said she hasn't felt up to being around customers because she's sad.
Yeah.
But she feels bad by not attending this wedding. And because, like, she has watched Jax attempt to grow up. And she feels like she needs to be there.
Did we get a flashback at this point?
Yes.
Okay, because I wrote down,
I think to, like, early days Jax. Or conversations with Jax. I think there was a conversation with her and Jax.
Yes.
A long time ago.
So, this
and
is
it was
my
probably about Stassi.
This is my unpopular opinion, but I know Jax and Brittany are together, but I don't believe they're in love.
I don't either.
I think Brittany's in love with the idea of being in love, and I think Jax just found someone that he can control and fuck for the rest of his life.
And, like, if he cheats on her, she'll take him.
She's
back.
Fine.
I agree.
Can I? Yeah. Okay.
I think it's kind of like one of those things where it's like kind of a love out of convenience, where it's like, well, he's 40 now, so it's like, I guess I should just pick this one. And she's like, she wants this fairy tale.
And Jax is willing to pay for it.
And so, I mean, you wouldn't want to break up with him and try and find somebody new and then get married in the next amount of years when, like, she clearly has a timeline and wants kids.
Yeah, well, okay, good. I'm glad that that wasn't angry.
It's just like, well, we might as well.
Time for my favorite part of the episode.
This, I'm not joking.
The next, like,
wow.
3 to 5 minutes were my favorite part.
I'm just saying, Tom Sandoval coming in clutch.
With drinks to rehearsal.
A full mobile bar.
With service ice.
With specific baggie of service ice.
He had beers and vodka sodas. I want him to be my maid of honor.
And he's talking about all the things that go into being a great best man. He's a fan, so Jax isn't sweaty.
Yeah. He has an infomercial that they do. Okay. I loved Tom Schwartz in this, where he's like, Tom Sandoval was the best man in my wedding.
Yes.
And he cried and took care of my dogs
at the same time.
And then Sheena goes, Tom Sandoval wasn't the best man at my wedding, and now I'm divorced.
Beautiful. The commitment from those three people to make that infomercial.
Hired.
I'm on board. The best man.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He had an umbrella. He was keeping everyone from the shade.
It was insane because
my favorite, too, is, like, they're like, okay, we're going to go outside. And he's like, guys, we're going outside.
Yep.
Hey, guys, we're going.
He is on top of it. So they go outside and the guys line up. And it's Jax, Sandoval, Schwartz, whoever the fuck else.
Randall.
Randall's not there. Remember, they needed somebody to step in.
Yeah.
So I think it's so ridiculous that Jax just stands there and is getting pissed off, but won't say anything to not only the Toms, but to anybody else.
Yes. So he told Sandoval, you're still going to be my best man. I think before this fight, Sandoval was best man number one.
Well, obviously, yeah.
I think it's assumed that he's going to be best man number one again, because look at Schwartz, he doesn't even know how to tie a bow tie.
Schwartz doesn't even want to be best man number
one. He's perfectly content with being the third in line. Like,
Yes, because it's like, he doesn't want the responsibility.
But then we have 5-year-old Jax, who's like, he's not in the right spot. And Brittany's like, I'm not going to do anything about it, because he's
like,
a grown man.
Brittany notices it too.
Yeah.
And is like, oh, like, it was really important to Jax that, like, Schwartz is first. Which, like, I get petty little Jax being like, you don't get to be best man number one now. But at that time, when, like, they're all talking about it, that's when Sandoval shows up with a fucking umbrella being the best man.
Yep. Schwartz had nothing in hand. He was shocked that Sandoval thought of this.
You guys don't have a Sandoval on your side. And, like, Jax is like, this is nice. So then they all walk away, and Brittany's like, we're not going to say it while they're all lined up, because how
awkward. Also, Jax, again, is a grown-ass fucking man who could be like, hey, buddy, like,
yeah,
why does Brittany have to have this chat with
them? Oh my god, the best is, so Jax goes up to Brittany and is like, the one thing I wanted was for Schwartz to be right behind me.
And she's like, I know.
And Katie's standing right there, and you can tell Katie's like, oh, god, fucking cheese.
You're so,
like,
dramatic. The one thing you wanted? Okay, honey.
How about Brittany standing next to you?
It's another one thing. Just so like you have one day.
Brittany has to be the one that's
Brittany
like,
has to be the bad guy, which is so dumb. If you care about this that much.
Yeah, that's what I would have said. Up. I would have been like, all I'm concerned with is getting my ass to the altar. So you got to figure out your shit.
No, you turn around and look at them and you say, Schwartz, you are sitting in front of Sandoval.
No, if I'm Brittany, I'm going to like, I'm getting my ass to the altar. You figure out your half.
You figure out your side. I got my side.
I'm on my half.
So then Brittany has to have the tough convo. And Sandoval she says
could
it,
not be nicer, though.
No, but she says it in a good way. She says, we're going to, you're actually going to walk with Katie.
Yeah. And Schwartz is even like, he tries to make light. He's like, Bubba and I have the rest of our lives together.
Yeah, he's like making light. He's like, she's really great. Like, you take her, you know?
Yeah.
And Sandoval says in his interview, he was like,
I was holding back tears.
I was holding back tears standing up there thinking, like, I'm so proud to stand with him. But, like, I get it. I get I'll stand second. Like, it's not a big deal. It's not my day. Like, I get it. Like, such a great friend.
It was. He could not have been fucking nicer.
Such a great friend.
Wow.
He's sad, but he understands. That is a quality friend. Understanding.
All right. Let's end it with Raquel and James's apartment.
Yes.
So, they are making chicken tacos. James is not even, like, a little upset that he's missing this wedding.
Oh, no, because I don't think he cares about the actual wedding.
No.
He hates them. I wouldn't want to go to the wedding.
I don't want to watch this wedding.
I'm over this fucking wedding. It's the fact that all of his friends, all these people he knows, like, he's missing out on, like,
Hanging out
with, like, everybody's together. It's like, if all your friends went to summer camp, and the camp sucks, but, like, all your friends are together. It's the fact that all your friends are together without you.
So Raquel wants to bring up James's texting.
Yes.
She's over it.
Oh, it sucks that she, like, can't bring things up. I think her and Brittany suffer through the same thing in their relationships, where it's like,
and she's basically like, you can't get mean with me when you get drunk.
Yeah.
And Raquel's like, you give me a tone.
And this was weird because she was like, you're mean when you're drunk. And James is like, well, not when I'm not mean to you when I'm sober.
She's like, no, but you give me a tone.
And he's like, well, I'm British. It comes with the territory. Which, like, I kind of agree a little bit,
You should know what you're getting. Or whatever.
Yeah, I was just like, we're not talking about if you're nice when you're sober.
And then
we're talking about you being a dick when you're drunk.
Yeah. I'm going to give it to Raquel. It wasn't the best comeback, but it's good for Raquel standards. You're embarrassed by your actions, and you should be.
Yes. Yes. I agree.
And then James is like, do you want me to leave right now?
Oh, my God.
If I was Raquel, I would have been like, yes. But yes. No, she's like, sad.
I would have been holding the door open. I love that he leaves, but 5 seconds later,
she doesn't even have time to leave the stool she's sitting on.
No, he pops right back in.
He's like, I'm sorry. I think James is just the type that when he gets heated, he does need to step away really quick.
Well, it's like, I think a lot of people are this way where it's like, I need to leave before I say something I regret.
Yes, but James says stuff and then leaves and then comes back and apologizes. He should have left.
I think he likes to make the exit. I think he likes the dramatic exit.
It's British. It comes with the territory.
Which, like, I kind of appreciate, too.
Yeah, whatever.
Like, I love to have the last word and then be like, same. Fuck you, storms off, door slam. I do that at my parents' house whenever I was a kid. The door slam is a dramatic thing, a door slam.
He comes back, he apologizes. I think he's just a child still, you know?
I agree. I think he's really immature, but I don't, like, I do think he is apologetic.
I do too. And Raquel has a good point. She's like, I don't want our kids dealing with your drunk ass. She says that really
nice. Like, I just let you circle and, like, basically do all this shit. Uh-huh. And it's not okay. But, like, one day I do want to have kids with you. And this will, like, this is not acceptable for that. Yeah. So, like, I'm not going to have kids with you if this is how it's going to progress.
And she says they're going to break up if this keeps happening.
Yeah.
Which is great. She put a foot down, and it was so nice,
though. I will leave if you do not get your shit together. I appreciate it.
She also was like, I want to go to self-help meetings for people who deal with alcoholics.
And he was kind of confused, but, like, I think she explained it in a really good way.
She's like, it's for people who have loved ones who drink. Yes. And he's like, okay, we'll go to self-help meetings.
I'll go to AA. You can do your thing.
He calls her Bubba.
Weird. I didn't catch that.
Yeah, at the very end, while she's crying with her ugly cry face.
That cry face.
Her poor ugly. It's so ugly.
I could not figure out.
I didn't know she was going to laugh.
I didn't know she was crying until he said, oh, you're crying. I was like, what is that
face? She made the puppy dog face, and at first
I'm doing it for Alicia. It looked like...
At first, she made a puppy dog face, and I was like, ew, Raquel, get it to you. Get it together.
Like, this is pretty good, right?
And then she did that.
It's like her mouth. Like
the Joker.
Yeah, it looked like her face was a mask because her eyes were slits. Her mouth was wide.
Oh my god, you picked your face doing it. It's so funny.
I'm gonna have to do it in the mirror later to see it. Let me see if I can do my teeth. No, I can't.
Oh my god. I can picture you in the mirror later just being making the face.
I'm gonna be and brushing my teeth.
I hope you send me a video of you.
I'm gonna be brushing my teeth doing that face.
Yeah. So funny.
I just like, there were really like tears coming out and there were noises. It was just like a mask face.
She looked like the Joker.
It was weird.
Okay. I'm over. We're not at this wedding.
That's how
and
it
I
is.
Told Meredith we're gonna have two more fucking episodes.
Okay, hold on. I watched Watch What Happens Live after.
Oh yeah. Wait, next time. Should we do next time?
Or no. This has to deal with this.
Okay.
This has to deal with Raquel and James.
Okay.
And Dana and James were the guests.
Power duo.
A lot of it revolved around James. Let's be honest. There was some great.
Saying
items.
That
so
it
get like,
me screen time.
No, she did, but it just like.
It wasn't worth it.
It was dumb shit about Max, and they didn't have anything this episode, so it's just not worth it. But, like, one of the games played was, like, do you regret this? And, like, he regretted all the stuff. Like, he seemed very apologetic for, like, a lot of things. Like, the 50 Cent stuff. And he was
50.
Like, he was like, it was just, like, hard not to touch. And Andy was like, no, I get it. Like, I thought it was hilarious. And he was like, I know, right? Like, 50, like, 50 Cent, like, he, like...
It was a perfect
meme.
He,
like, basically, like, retweeted his image. And he was like, see? Like, it was funny. And he was just like, but, yeah, I regret it.
It was inappropriate.
Yes, but I understand why. But they obviously showed these clips. And Andy, was literally not giving him a single ounce or, like, inch to move. And it was like,
God.
Like, you blamed, her getting drunk is the reason you sent those texts. And he was like, and Andy was like, how is her getting drunk? Like, you were the drunk one sending those texts. And he was like, no, it was wrong of me to, like, blame it on her. Like, it wasn't her fault. Like, I was upset with, like, what was happening. But, like, it was because I was drunk. Like, I take full responsibility. I should not have blamed it on her. Like, he was doing really well. And, like, it wasn't even, like, deflecting and then finally, like, apologizing. He, like, openly admitted, like, he should not have blamed her for it.
Good.
And then, because, like, at the very end of the episode, he says he's going to change and he's going to go to AA. And Andy calls him out and says, like, we've heard this from you a few times. Like, you say you're going to not drink. And you even say during the episode you're not drinking, but, like, you are drinking while you're saying you're not drinking.
Yeah.
And he was like, are we actually going to see some change from you? And James said he had been 9 months sober on last night's Watch What Happens Live.
Oh, my God.
And he was like, actually? And he was like, no, actually, like, this is the first time I'm not even lying to myself. It was awesome.
Oh my God.
I'm really happy for him.
Props.
Yeah.
I gave props to this cute
27-year-old. He's now with Lala. And I think he's invited to Lala's wedding.
Awesome.
Not invited to Stassi's, but he said he totally expected that.
Stassi did say that.
But he said he was really happy to get the invite to Lala's wedding and they're on good terms.
Yeah. Well, so on the podcast with Stassi, they asked her, fuck, marry, kill. James, Jax, Tom Sandoval.
Oh.
And she goes, well, this is easy. And then she holds off and goes, I would kill James. And then she goes, wait.
I would rather fuck James, to be honest.
I was going to say, so she said she would, in the end, she said she would kill James, marry Jax, because she knows how to deal with him. And then she goes, but I don't want to fuck Tom Sandoval. But it was like kind of like, see, I guess I have to.
I feel like I'd marry Sandoval.
I would too.
Fuck James.
Yeah, kill Jax. That was my answer. Solid. 100%. It was so easy.
Okay, perfect.
So all next, right,
next time on.
I put the wedding finally, but since then I've backtracked. I think next episode is going to be pre-wedding.
Yeah, so I think we discussed
and
this
then wedding
earlier that we think it's going to be the actual rehearsal dinner.
Yes.
Because we only saw them actually doing the rehearsal. And then
I hope Tom Sandoval doesn't bring anything fun to the rehearsal dinner because he shouldn't have
no traveling bar. No. Take it to the ladies.
Fuck that.
Sandoval. Give it to Ariana. We get another Bachelor Bachelorette kind of thing.
Oh, so fucking weird.
Where Jax is way too fucked up. It's like, calm down, buddy. And then I think it's going to be the morning of the wedding and all of them getting ready.
Yes.
And obviously there's going to be some type of drama there.
And then I think it's going to end, and then the episode after will finally be the wedding.
Do you think we're going to see Brittany's dress reveal in front of the bridesmaids?
Probably. Like, we have so much fucking time.
Do you think
wedding.
We're going to basically cut off? I feel like we're going to cut off right before she would walk down the aisle.
At this point, man, I have no
fucking
idea.
Or right before she would put on her dress.
I'm so bored with this wedding. I don't even know.
But that's such a long episode for all that bullshit. Obviously, we're going to get the surprise of Lisa showing up to the wedding.
I would think next episode is rehearsal dinner, this other bachelorette party, whatever.
We're going to get, obviously, have
them getting ready.
Oh, we never spoke about Danica or Dana and, next time on Dana and that girl talk about Max basically cheating on her.
Or yes. Wait, that's later. We're talking about the wedding right now.
I know, I'm just saying. But, like, we're going to get them.
Well, yeah, but we know that's not going to be a ton. Like, we got this wedding to deal with. Whatever.
We're going to get a James and Raquel moment. It's going to easily eat up.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I don't think the wedding is next week. I think it's the week after.
I think that, like, walking down the aisle will start the week after.
Yes. We have some Bo drama with Kristen this next week.
I love it.
I think it's going to be Kristen saying something along the lines of, like, we were friends first. And then Bo being like, I fucking would kill you for Stassi, obviously.
Yeah.
And Kristen getting, like, really offended
by this.
But
I'm wondering how it comes up.
Drunk Kristen brings it up.
I wonder if he won't take her side with Carter bullshit.
Oh, maybe he's, like, siding with whatever Stassi says. Yeah. That's his whole world.
Because, like, the only thing we get from Kristen this season, it seems like, is dumb Carter drama.
I'd like some Bo drama, though. I'm okay with it.
I'm alright with it.
And not with Stassi, with Kristen, obviously. Like, yeah. I'd love that. And then Max is with a different girl, supposedly.
Which is crazy.
And Dana's about to own his ass, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Because, let's all remember, last episode, he's the one who said they should be exclusive.
Cheers!
Whoa. I don't know what was more shocking.
I sing a lot of random words. I haven't on this podcast, but it's a normal thing for me.
I've never seen that, heard
yes,
that.
Yes, you have.
I guess I just tune
like,
you out.
When we do lunch, and I'd be like, lunchtime, or something stupid.
No.
All the time. I do it constantly.
Fuck, I guess I just don't
I
listen to you.
I do it literally all the time. I try not to do it at my new job anymore, because they might think I'm weird. But
well, that's already...
Like, it's a gone. Thing. Right. Okay, that's it.
You
yay.
You accepted blocked?
Yeah, really quick, though, some Facebook stuff.
Oh, yes.
We only have one. So, first, Chris, shining star this week, he posted so much stuff, an article about Lala and Randall and
oh, yes.
them addressing the sugar daddy comment.
Yes, which I, like, now that they've been, they dated for a while, they're engaged, like, they seem very serious about each
yeah.
other. I'm happy they're fighting back on comments like
yes.
that. Because I think they are in love.
Yeah, I
versus
agree.
The bullshit Jackson Brittany are.
Agreed. And don't get me wrong, though, I was totally one of those sugar daddy
yeah, how
commenters.
Yeah, and I don't think she, like, truly minded it then.
Yeah, but now...
But now it's
like
we're getting married.
We
like,
have, we're
we
renovating
have,
a house.
We have, in a sense, he has two young girls, so, like, we have...
A family.
We're raising
yeah,
kids
please
together.
Stop.
Yeah.
He posted one about James Kennedy honoring his girlfriend. There's a possibility for a Tom spinoff
okay,
show.
Okay, I saw that, and I don't really believe it.
Yeah, I don't really either,
I don't
honestly.
Think it would come to fruition because Tom's so heavily featured right now.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. But he also left us, he was the only commenter.
Mary-Kate, where you at?
Mary-Kate, all of you, actually, like... I'm sure Mary Kate and Chris are tired of holding up this whole segment.
So if you're in the Facebook group,
get some.
You can even
Mara, where are you at? Rip.
You can even give delayed comments.
Yeah, we'll take it. We'll don't think we won't talk
like,
about it.
If
next
you
time.
Don't watch it till later, we understand. Before this, we used to watch it delayed,
and that's why I asked that
during
everyone put their spoilers just on this one.
So you can
post. But if you do watch later. Post a comment. We'll talk about it the next week. Like, it's not a big deal.
We'll just discuss it within the Facebook group. Like, we want to have that conversation with you guys.
100%. But Chris said, I'll keep it simple this week. Jack still annoys me. Simple, we agree. Goodbye, Jax.
Do you think Jax will be less... I guess he's never going to be too much less annoying. Like he's always going to be this annoying to us. But do you think this stuff will die down, like, that since the wedding's going to be over?
No, I think there'll be something else that he makes it. Think about it. First, Jax cheated on Faith. Then they got engaged. Mm. Or then, was it engaged? Then his father died. Now that, like, for the past four fucking seasons.
Yeah, but actually, I'm just, like, wondering. I guess they'll film this summer. So unless Brittany gets pregnant, it's like, what's your storyline?
Something will happen. Jax will annoy me until the day he dies. And I say him over me because he's 40,
Do you think it'll die down that, like, this entire show's revolving around them?
I think next season they're going to really try and make it about Stassi and Bo. But I think Jax will still try and have a storyline of some sort. And it's going to be like a Kristen thing where we're like, why are we even wasting our time? That's how I feel this season. Like, why am I even wasting time? No iTunes reviews, but we will do accepted and blocked.
All right, you go. What do you want to start with?
Oh, man, I just... I don't know.
I'll start with blocked because, like, obviously James because he fucking sucks. I mean, it was kind of a toss up between Jax and James, but, like, we already know Jax sucks. But I was really, really disappointed in James. But present day, I'm pumped about him because of the Watch What Happens
Live. Yeah.
But at that point in time, I blocked James.
So I have three different people that I'm upset with.
I have three. Oh, my God.
James, for the reasons you said. Jax, for, I'm sure, the reasons we all know.
Go with the other one. Go full on with the other one.
I don't want to, but I will.
This
is, like, even my
least. Dog for leaving us.
Fuck you, dog. No, I think I'm going to go with Jax, but I'm going to give an honorable mention to Lala, because I didn't like her bringing up the depression. That made me really sad.
We were so on her side. The beginning of the season, you praised her so much, but I'm not really happy.
But I'm gonna go with Jax because fuck you, Tom Sandoval is literally the best thing to happen to any of us.
Yes,
and he's so rude, he's so immature.
He doesn't even say thank you. He literally got him an umbrella, and Jax didn't even say thank you.
Yeah, he brought drinks. He couldn't even tell him to sit behind Schwartz. Like,
man,
he's
up.
Still not over it. Like,
he's such a baby.
He's 40.
It's insane.
What?
That's what angers me the most. Is like, that's what I always say. Is like, I love Stassi because she owns it. Jax won't own his shit.
Agreed.
But he wants to be a fucking whiny ass bitch about it. And won't, like, be like, I don't want you staying first because, like, you've been a terrible friend to me.
Yeah. Just do it. If you're going to be a little bitch, be a little
actually
bitch.
Say it. And, like, say how you feel. Yeah. I don't think Sandoval was a bad friend, but clearly he does. And he gets to have his own opinions and emotions about it. So look at him and say, swap, Schwartz is first, I don't think you've been a great friend, and I think Schwartz has been a really great friend to me through this.
Yeah.
Because guess what? You can do it as a compliment to Schwartz, not a diss to Sandoval.
To Sandoval.
But
wow,
you just
want it
to be a diss. So all you have to do is turn around and be like, Schwartz, it's really important that, like, I want you standing next to me.
I think you're more passionate about me blocking Jax than I was. That's okay. But you got, like, you sat up. Like,
I get so angry at people.
But I'll accept. I'm going to accept her. Raquel.
Oh.
I think Raquel putting her foot down. She wants to go to some meetings.
She was honest without being mean about it.
Yeah, and she really took what Ariana said to heart.
Yeah.
I think this is the one time I'm going to accept Raquel into my life. But
I
loved her.
She was great.
Yep, that's mine.
Oh, I don't know.
I know it's hard.
I didn't think there was, like, anybody too great, to be honest.
No. Natalie. Natalia.
Natasha. Is that what I called her?
Natalia or something. I don't even know.
I don't know. I don't really think I have anyone.
No, you gotta pick someone.
I don't want to pick Raquel, but...
Ooh. I'm not going to tell you, but I have an honorable mention.
Well, I mean, I would do Raquel, but I hate picking the same ones.
Just do Raquel, because I'll do an honorable mention.
Raquel, because I think, A, she had a great conversation with Ariana, and I think they're, like, bonding a little bit. Yeah. So I think that has some positive things for her future and screen time aspects. But I am really proud about how she handled the conversation once James walked back into the room.
Yeah.
Because she, like, said it without being judgy, because here's the thing is, like, with alcoholics and people addicted to anything, to be honest, they won't get help unless they want to get help. So I think her just saying, like, I have let you spiral because you didn't need help, but, like, I will not continue in this mm-hmm. unless you start seeking help. Okay. And it clearly had positive results. Like, he took it seriously.
Yeah. Honorable mention, though, to Katie, who fucking really quick put Chris in her place.
I was looking through my notes, and I was like, fuck, I loved Katie. But, like, it was good. Not enough.
We'll just honorable mention her.
That was a great...
So we're gonna honorable mention...
Because the thing is, it's not like she screamed at Kristen.
No.
She wasn't truly that mean. She was just saying, it's not obvious to us, Kristen. We don't want him there.
Yeah, of course.
It's your choice to have him there. And it's, like, tough love without being Tequila Katie.
Yeah, I liked it.
And I think she's showing, like, I have no tolerance for this bullshit. It's your choice to keep bringing... Because in her interview, she was like, I can't be there for somebody who's going through a breakup when they're not going through a breakup.
Which is so fucking true.
And I think she just has zero tolerance for it. And it's like, I'm basically showing you through how... Like, every time you bring this up, I'm going to show you that I don't care.
Yeah.
You have chosen this. I'm going to acknowledge that you have chosen this life. We do not care anymore.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Well, there's a great episode. This was a great episode. The Vanderpump one wasn't great.
Whatever. But James is sober. That's all that matters.
Rate, review.